Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find our show, the simulcast, which we do, which obviously is a live simulcast. And you can also find a replay, a full two-hour replay of the entire show, if you'd like to have that. If you would like to hear each individual interview broken up into their own little file with no commercials, how about that? You can do that. You can even podcast that and download it to your computer, put it on a CD, put it on a thumb drive, whatever you like. Take it in your car, put it on your iPod. And then, of course, you got thousands of archives of past shows. You've got thousands of articles that I've written, that my Brain Trust members have written. You've got our newsletter, which you can subscribe to. It's free. Comes by email every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, our blog we update every weekday. So check all of that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers right now, instantaneously. And I think you'll like that, folks. It works like a search engine, but it's a knowledge base. We actually have anticipated your questions, my Brain Trust members and I have. And we have lots of answers there for you. I hope you'll check those out. If we don't have the answer that you want, we give you the ability to ask us that question. And it's all free. It's just like everything else I have. No barrier to entry. I hope you'll check that out. Nancy Rozanoff is not with us for the moment. She's coming. We're still trying to get her on the phone. But I want to continue to talk about, I do want to talk about what I said earlier in the hour, and that's about the intangibles. One of the things you hear coaches talking about, coaches of all types of sports, you hear them talking about intangibles. Intangibles are the things that can't be coached, that can't be drawn up on a diagram, no X's and O's. That can't be put on a sheet of paper. Intangibles really speak more to what's inside of you, what you're made of, the metal that you're made of, the spirit, the strength of your spirit, the strength of your will. That's what intangibles are to me, and it's very, very evident in entrepreneurship, very evident in small business. In fact, I'm going to say that without the intangibles, without the spirit and the will of each one of us who are small business owners, without that, we wouldn't have our small businesses. Because, as you know, the Blasingame's second law of small business says that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because if you're small business, you are undercapitalized. That's basically, you are by definition virtually undercapitalized. And so the fact that you don't have the capital, as much capital as you need, there's always something else to do. You're never more than one bad decision or one bad break away from, you know, possible failure. It takes a lot of willpower. It takes a lot of strength of will to start a business like that and then to stay in business like that. Those of you who have been a business owner for a while know what I'm talking about. You know about the mornings that you wake up and you say, will I be in business at the end of the day? Things have just come together so unfortunately, so badly, so whatever, you know, whatever's caused it. Could be a lot of different things. There are a million things that could happen. When those things come together and almost sometimes creating almost a perfect storm for you, or against you, I should say, you know, how do you survive that? I mean, so many times I have either happened to me or it's happened to people I know. When I was a consultant, it would happen to people that I worked with. They would have challenges, and on paper, financially, organizationally, structurally, from a market standpoint, this company should not be able to survive. But yet they did. And why did they do that? How could they possibly have made that happen? Because of the sheer will, the strength of spirit, the what was inside of that person or those people is what made it happen. I don't remember the exact quote, but some smart general somewhere said, "Give me an army that believes in itself, and without an overwhelming force, and I will defeat an army with overwhelming force, but without the strength of will, without the commitment to what they're doing." Napoleon did say that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. What he meant was for an idea. A soldier will fight long and hard for an idea. And that's what you're doing when you survive, when you persevere in your small business. You're fighting long and hard for the idea of your business, for the concept of what you want to build, what you are building. Why would you put yourself at risk? Why would you put everything you've earned at risk unless it was something that you felt very strongly about? And that's what's inside of you. That's your strength of spirit. That's your strength of will. And so for those of you who are not yet to the point of owning a business yourself right now, you haven't gotten there yet. You're planning a startup, you've got it on your mind sometime in the next, 6 months or a year or two or whatever. You hope to have a business of your own. Well, how do you know when to pull the trigger? How do you know when to step out? How do you know when to say, okay, today is the day I become a business owner? It doesn't mean that you have to quit your job at that day, but it just means you're going to start a business that day. Maybe you will quit your job that day. But the point is, how do you know when to do that? Well, the way I think you'll know, one of the ways, is you'll know because it'll be the most compelling thing in your life. And it'll be the kind of thing that you want to do more than anything. And you're willing to say to yourself, I'm willing to risk virtually anything that I have, not my family necessarily, but I'm willing to risk a lot for this business and go the extra mile. We'll talk about this a little bit more right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. And then again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head. But it sure feels nice. Do it no matter what the people say. They don't even know. This is our theme song, Small Business Owners. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Sync. Basically, I consider that to be at least one of our theme songs, Do It or Die. And that's the attitude. I'm talking about what's inside of you, folks, and what it takes, what the intangibles inside of us that makes us survive. By all rights, ladies and gentlemen, by any reasonable, rational person's measurement, I should not still be in business. I should have packed up my bags. I should be greeting people at Walmart or asking you if you want paper or plastic or you want fries with that or would you like a wax job on your cards? I should be doing something else, folks, by all rights. But I didn't. I had lots of opportunities to fail. And if those of you who've been in business for a while, I see you nodding your head. I know you're nodding your head because you know exactly what I'm talking about. So what makes this? How do you know when you've got the fire? How do you know when you've got it inside of you? How do you know inside of you that you have inside of you what it takes to make it? Well, here's the thing that I think will help. And I call it the two universe scenario. When you're a business owner, you live in two universes in your business. One is the operations universe. That's payroll and taxes and regulations and hiring and firing and managing people, that kind of thing. Buying stuff and, you know, that kind of thing. That's the operations side. And that has to be done every day. And the other side of the other universe is what I call the market side of the scenario. And that's what you do. That's what it is that you want to do. Nobody wants to make payroll. But people do want to sell kites or shoestrings or cars or asphalt or fencing or houses or hats or shoes or whatever. Whatever it is that's just got you so excited, you can't stand it. Well, that's the market side of that's the market universe, and that's the fun side. That's the side that's what you want to do in your business. Nobody starts a business saying, "Oh boy, I don't care about what we sell. I just want to be able to make payroll. I just want to be able to figure my taxes." Nobody does that. But everybody says, "I want to be able. I just love potato chips, and I want everybody to have potato chips, as many as I can sell them. That's what I love to do. I'm going to create a better potato chip, and distribute it to the world. That's what drives people to do what they do. That's what makes people become small business owners. So, how do you decide when it's your time? It's time for you to launch. It's time for you to go forward with your business. Well, the best way to do this is to become completely familiar as much as possible with the operations side of the business. And this is what gets people into a lot of trouble, folks. They're not very familiar with the operations side of running a business when they start out. And they don't realize that that's the diaper changing part. That's the dirty diaper changing part of a business, the operations side. That's the side that nobody really wants to do. So until you're familiar enough with that to know how mundane and pedestrian and dull and boring, but also annoying that can be, until you're familiar with that side, how can you know if you feel so strongly about the market side, the potato chip side, how can you know if you feel strong enough about that to survive? Because when you can know enough about the operations side, and you know the good, the bad, and the ugly of that side, that you can actually imagine what all that takes, then you can, when you think about the potato chip side, the market side, whatever it is that you sell, when you think about that, then you've got something to compare. And you can say, you know what, I love potato chips so much that I'm ready to take on the other side, the operations side. I'm willing to take on the good, the bad, and the ugly because I love this so much. Because here's what's going to happen, folks. The day will come, and there will be many days like this off and on, maybe some in a row. The day will come when you won't want to go back to your business because of the operations, because of you won't have enough cash, you won't have enough money to make payroll, you got a tax problem, you got a real estate problem, you got an employee problem. You won't want to go back to your business because of those things. So why would you go back and face all of those things? Why wouldn't you just throw up your hands and walk away? It's because of what's inside of you, and what's inside of you is how much you love this thing that you've decided to do, the potato chips, the cars, the housing, whatever it is you've decided to sell. You love that so much, everything else you can handle. When you know that, you're ready to start a small business. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Yep, I've been there. I've done that. I'll be right back. That damn dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.